You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hello, I'm Nick Olmos, and this is Tech In 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. A study dispels herd immunity hopes, an antibody cocktail enters late-stage trials, and Wired explains the evolution of the face mask. Here's what you should know. A study involving 61,000 participants in Spain has shown that only around 5% of the country's population is carrying coronavirus antibodies. The findings back up those of other smaller studies that suggest that herd immunity, which experts say can occur when 60 to 70% of the population has immunity, may be unrealistic to achieve. Regeneron Pharmaceuticals says its COVID antibody cocktail has entered late-stage trials. The next phase will include around 2,000 U.S. patients to test the therapy's ability to stave off infection in patients exposed to the virus. Regeneron joins a handful of frontrunners already in human trials. In the beginning of the pandemic, experts warned that masks wouldn't really protect against coronavirus effectively, but now they're begging everyone to wear them. While evidence was ever-changing and a worldwide mask shortage played a part, some believe that experts may have also fallen for a classic scientific fallacy, that the absence of evidence is evidence of absence. Read more on the evolution of the face mask at Wired.com. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at Wired.com/TT.